Blog Talk Radio.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
How you doing, buddy? You all right?
I'm good. We got a special evening edition of the show. It's very
special.
Sexy.
Evening edition. Yep. Special evening edition. How's your wife doing? Is she feeling any better at all?
She's still at like 99.8 fever, 99.6 something in that
okay,
range.
Okay, so it hasn't gone up though, at least.
No, yeah, it's better than it was
nice.
Yesterday. So she just went to lay down a while ago. So.
That's good.
Hopefully
okay, so she's good. That's good. No hospital. That's all right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
no hospital. She doesn't have COVID. She gave herself a total COVID test. Not COVID. It's just like a bug. So.
Yeah, I've had a scratch. I've had like a scratch ass throat and like a badly scratchy throat and some sinus issues over the last few days. So I went to the doctor and they were like, "You got a sinus infection," and it's. Which happens to me, dude, this happens to me all the time. And every single time, I'm
right.
Like, what's wrong with me all the time? I've had sinus infections since I was a kid because you got a nose like this, shit's going to get up there. You know what I mean? Like,
you're just asking for trouble.
It happens.
With that thing.
It is asking for trouble. I mean, I can smell the future, but you know, I could things also. You know, bees get up there and shit. It's a pain in the ass. But anyway,
right.
So we actually have a lot. We have a lot to talk about. I just wanted to really quick start off before we go into any of the real shit. I shouldn't say real shit. That's such an awful thing to say. But like the whole the earthquake out in like Syria and Turkey.
Yeah,
I just watched. It was fucking most heartbreaking thing I've seen in a long time, and for just several different reasons. Like, and I had to ask myself a question after I saw it, but it was they were pulling people out of the rubble. I watched some of the rescue footage, and you know, they were pulling out a lot of dead people, and they pulled out what seemed to be just this one guy who was like leaned forward and like clutching something. And it was this dead guy. And when they saw what he was clutching, it was like an arm. So they like eventually pulled. And I say eventually because it seemed like fucking ages before they grabbed the kid out of there. But they pulled the arm and a kid came out and the kid was alive. So this fucking his dad died shielding his kid from that shit, like literally, and it worked. And I don't know, to me, if it's sadder, if it wouldn't have worked. And I mean, obviously it'd be sadder because the kid had died, but like, still you think to yourself, like how many situations are there where that didn't work right in the same area?
Right.
How many situations
sure.
were there where there was a guy that covered his kid and they're both flattened? You know what I mean?
They
like,
both died, yeah.
I hate that's where my mind went, but it was just like, it was so fucked up to see.
Yeah.
I wish we had built ourselves a world at this point where we had like a global infrastructure that would be able to instantly cart the kind of things we need medically and stuff to that area without there being like a huge effort, you know, without having to scrape people's purses.
Right.
For it.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
like if NATO,
crazy,
if NATO
like,
was
so
actually
not...
a thing that worked. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go on.
Right. Well, yeah, it's crazy that like when you think about like a lot of times I think about the difference and the disproportionate difference between the haves and the have-nots here in our own country.
Right.
But, like, you see situations that arise in other countries, whether it be famine or war or natural disasters like this, and you realize that, like, it's exponentially – the gap is exponentially bigger on a global scale.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like – the poor people in America still have it better than most of these other countries. And I mean, that's
it depends
sad,
on the
one.
Area. There's still like
yeah.
fucking, there's still like third world slum places in America.
Oh,
all you
yeah.
have to do to find
yeah,
like a shanty town is walk like 5 minutes outside of Vegas. And it's like fucking third world country. Seriously. It's absolutely
no,
insane. Oh, yeah, you've been there. You've fucking been to Vegas before.
Yeah. But, like, it's just, like, one of those things where, like, yeah, like, you think about how, you know, we can't get rich people here to help poor people here. So how are we supposed to
right.
get rich people here to help poor people in other lands? And it's just crazy to think about the wealth that we have as a nation. And then, yeah, you see scenarios like this, you know, like the war in Ukraine or the earthquakes in Turkey. And it's just like, oh, well, too bad. So sad. Like, you know, and it's basically up to the quote unquote common folks like us to donate and to do things. I mean, obviously there's going to be some philanthropy from rich people, but like
yeah
a lot
but
of
not
the,
all, I mean the most
that
of the people that
raised,
they're scraping to do that right are your
right.
average everyday
it's gonna be from your average
bleeding heart liberal
who, yeah essentially
yep
and it's just like it's so fucked but you know
and it's also
know.
You know like it's fucked because I look at that stuff and I literally have to say to myself, Mike, you need to stop watching this because there's stuff that you need to do in real time that
mm-hmm.
is unfortunately more important to your life and health than that.
To your daily,
you know?
Like yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like I need, you know, I'm unfortunately, you know, me being me, I'm a fucking broken person. So I have to,
yeah.
I have to like try to get through each day. Like it's not,
right.
It's kind of a task for me sometimes, especially certain times a year when it gets cold. Like this is like my worst time mentally.
Yeah.
Around this time when it gets like super, super cold and shit like that, which is why I need to move to fucking Florida. But the point is, like, I'm no stranger to that, you know. We have, we have, excuse me, hold on one second. Hold on. Sorry. There's things that we have to kind of ignore to get through our day. And even though this awful, awful tragedy doesn't necessarily fall into that, there's also a certain need in me. And I think most people with a conscience and logic, that you think to yourself, there are so many problems in this country, and I'm a diehard fucking liberal, but there are so many problems in this country that need to be addressed. Like I would just honestly, for me personally right now, and this doesn't benefit me financially in any way, I would love to see a systemic change in the police force. Number one, I want that now. Like that's my top priority right now. It's not for me. It's for people that are my friends and family. This doesn't affect a cis white guy like me, who's just white enough to be able to get away with it. You know what I mean? Like I need to see that change now. That's the most concerning thing to me in my life, with my friends, with my people, you know.
Right.
We're honkies. There's a certain amount of blowback that we can stand because we are still the majority, you know, and I'm willing to take that. I'm willing to take that blowback. But we need to fix that. That's what we need to fix in my country. I would like to see resources go towards that because it's a systemic change we need.
Yes. For sure.
That's what I want. Yeah.
It'd be nice if we had, I mean, we globally, not necessarily here in this country, but had the resources to, you know, like you mentioned before, when something like this pops up, you know, a natural disaster that, you know, is kind of inevitable and out of people's control, like, it would be nice if there was something in place other than, you know, text the Red Cross and donate $10 or some shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. Like, I feel like even if NATO isn't exactly the organization to go to, it's the only one I can think of that's like an international, a multinational project, you know, like the UN shit. I guess I'm a fucking globalist. I don't know why people scream about globalism. I don't know exactly what they think that means or what it's supposed to mean. But the idea of this being a planet of one unified people, regardless of culture and species and race and stuff like that, like, I want the Star Trek Federation. Like, that's my future. I want that. Yeah. I've always wanted that my whole life, you know, just diverse. I'm thinking of all the kids we grew up with that were of just like seriously different backgrounds that were from faraway places. We grew up with Egyptian kids, dude. Did you know the Mitwali kids, Heba and Hoda and them? Did you know of them?
Like,
or
friendly
or
with them, but I know of them. Yeah.
But you know of them. Yeah, yeah. Like I grew up with those kids. Like Heba was friends with my sister for a long time. So like we always had, and we would go and we would go to the stationery store, and my mom was friendly with her mom because the kids would come over our house sometimes as a kid, you know. Like we had people of all different backgrounds in my house. Jewish kids, we went to school with a bunch of different Jewish kids, you know. Asian kids, we had like two Japanese students in my school that were like. There was an actual Chinese kid that went there. There was a Thai kid that went to the school. There were Portuguese kids. There were Muslim kids. Like, I swear to God, dude, I could think of just about anything, and I remember seeing these people as children.
Right.
I also watched fucking Sesame Street as a kid, and Sesame Street was diverse as fuck back in the day, bro.
Hell yeah. Which is funny because, like we were too young when we were watching that show to, like, I guess I was too young to think anything of it, but also I think that's probably to your point is that even our elementary school.
Yeah, I didn't think anything of it either.
So, like, I was used to it, whereas I guess if you grew up in fucking, you know, Whiteysville, you were like, who are all these, you know, black and brown people?
Well, who are these black people? Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that person see out of their eyes? Shit like that, you know?
Oh, man.
But we grew up with kids. I'm telling you, we grew up with kids of, like, so many. I can think of so many different Colombian kids. A Colombian kid lived next door to me. He was my best fucking friend. I ate his food. We had Brazilian kids that lived literally across the street from me.
Yeah.
Ton of Brazilian kids. And there were kids right across the street. So, like, I grew up. There's this soda called Guaraná. And it is a Brazilian, like, caffeinated soda. I think it's got maybe, like, a bit more caffeine than a Coca-Cola. But it's fucking delicious and addictive, dude. Like, there might actually be cocaine in it. I'm not entirely sure. There's not. But it's so fucking good. And I grew up drinking this shit and eating Brazilian food because, like, we'd hang out in each other's houses and, like, the mom would have something or whatever, you know, and feed it to. Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, I don't even – this is not a privilege to me because this is what the Bronx is like. This is what fucking Mount Vernon is like. This is what Yonkers is like. You know, my neighborhood was Italian before it diversified. So I had a lot of Italian, like, I grew up knowing Italian shit too. Guys speaking Italian at each other, like, you know, guys, 40-year-old guys still living with their mother screaming at them on the street. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, like, what is up with Italians, dude? Like, why does that happen?
I wish I had a good answer for you. I really don't.
I don't get the inability to see those people at people, even at my most racist. And that, dude, like, I have racist Italian family. I know I mimicked them as kids.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of family that is racist and not even Italian. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there's fucking people all over. We grew up here. I'm sure you grew up hearing members of your family say dumb shit about black folks. I promise you.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah.
Right.
And like you said, when you're a kid, like, you don't think, you don't, you know, conceptualize that it's, like, wrong necessarily. I mean, obviously,
no.
You know, you know not to say certain things in front of certain people, but at the same time, you're like, oh, it's, you know, Uncle Joey, he's a funny guy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you don't really think of, like,
and his jokes usually consist of things like, you know, saying a black person is a Negro or something, or something worse. You know, like, his jokes are on the off side of funny. Like, it could have been funny, like, if you stopped at a certain point.
Right.
But this guy always one step too far.
Right.
Excuse me. But that's how it is. That's why that's one of my favorite white people jokes. And I think there's so few clever white people jokes. I think there are so fucking few clever ones. And I wish there was more. But my favorite one is, maybe it'll be funny to you if I describe it. It's kind of something you have to do in person. So I don't even know if I'm going to be able to describe it properly.
Okay.
But basically the joke is, what do white people do before they tell a joke?
What?
And then they look around. Then you look around. You just look around. See who's around first before you say it.
Yep.
That's how white people tell jokes. Starts with that. White men, I should say, I think. It's usually white men.
Right.
Because white bitches lately just open their mouths and say whatever racist shit they feel like coming out. They don't give a fuck.
It's between the well, so I meant to send you this yesterday, and I forgot because I got sidetracked with Erica being sick or whatever. But like,
that's okay.
Did you see these fucking white bitches at this? I don't know what kind of school, but like a high school. And they were basically...
They really are white bitches, though. Like, we're like,
they really are.
I hate calling women bitches if they're not bitches, you know, now. Never in my past, but now I understand that maybe that's not the greatest thing in the world. But these are white bitches. There's no other way to describe it.
And they were basically posting, like, anti-black stuff on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Was it in Philly?
Why is it
Philly?
So extreme with white women? Why is it so? So it's either posting racist shit on like TikTok and Instagram and shit like years ago and whatever, or it's like pictures of them sucking black dicks on Instagram that they accidentally posted years ago. Like it doesn't. There
I mean,
doesn't seem to be. You know what I mean? Like there's no middle ground.
So here's the thing, though. I will say this. Going back to what you were saying before about how, you know, like when you're younger and you have family members saying certain things and friends saying
right.
certain things, there is a part of me that's like, oh, my God, thank God this stuff wasn't around 30 years ago. Now, I'm not saying
right.
I would have posted a racist video or anything like that, but I definitely would have posted some shit that I shouldn't have. If I had access
well, dude,
to
we're talking about
like
being
15.
14 and 15 years old.
Right.
And we
right.
had the only thing we had access to was like text message boards at that age. Like that's not
yeah.
We did not have free reign to literally in real time call somebody a faggot to their face.
Right.
Like that's
right.
that's not something that you could do.
So there's like
we
part 15. Of me that like that there's a part of me like a small part of me that wants to absolve these kids on some level, but then like you actually watch the videos and you hear these things and you're like, Jesus Christ! Like there's no way that
no, there's no excuse.
There's no way you can like play that off as like, oh, I was just trying to be funny. Like no, it's just fucking bad, dude. And yeah, these girls who are posting these videos on Snapchat or whatever, I'm just like, what are you even thinking? Like, again, I don't know if you saw the videos, but it's like one girl's like spraying the other girl in the face with like black spray paint and basically like, yeah, it's just, it's
no, no, keep going. Problem. I haven't seen the video. Keep going.
So she sprays the one girl with black spray paint and is basically like, look at you. You're black. It's Black History Month. And then like, I got to see if I can find the video. Hold on a second.
Okay. How old are they, though?
They're like high school.
Yeah. That's definitely some adult influence or peer influence. I mean, that's not something that you just do in a void. You know what I mean? Like.
Right, of course. That's what I'm saying. This did not come from nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
no, I didn't even see that.
It's February. It's Black History Month. And then, like, she's, like, legit spraying.
No, but
I have seen,
like, you know, Instas and Snaps and stuff like that of girls doing something that's not necessarily black-facing someone else, but just being, like, just there, like, two or three girls just, like, saying really awful things about black people. You know what I mean? Or, like... Or
yep.
you'll catch like a, you know what Omegle is? Do you know what Omegle is?
I do not.
Okay, so Omegle, it's been around for quite a few years now. It's basically a chat site, and it's random. So, like, you can like, skip people. If somebody's weird, you can just, like, skip right
oh,
past
I've,
them.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay, yeah. We used to have, like, chat roulette was like that.
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah, actually, I might even be thinking of chat roulette because I think Omegle is just
okay.
You get hooked up text to a random person, which I used to fucking love. I used to fuck with people so hard on that shit.
I'm sure.
I did. And I used to post some of the stuff because I decided, like, I was just going to be like a zombie in one
right.
interaction. So, like, everything they said to me, I just said brains. So I just kept saying, like, brains over. And sometimes, like, if they asked me, like, a really complicated question, I'd put, like, brains, brains, brains. And that's it. And then
right.
if – and then, like, I think the last thing I said to him was, like, brains, like that. And then he – that's when they got rid of me. That's when they clicked off of me.
Right.
That was fun. But anyway, the point is that you – it's chat roulette, right? So you why did we get on chat roulette?
I don't know. You mentioned it because you were talking about like random shit. People like, you know, like these girls weren't on a site where they're randomly posting.
Oh
shit,
yeah, yeah. So
like,
I've seen like a chat roulette thing where like there's like three girls like hanging out on their couch or whatever, and then like a black girl will come up on their screen. Like they'll like sign on and a black girl comes up and they immediately just start calling her the N word and
mm-hmm.
then click off. So she's basically
right.
just sat there stunned that these three fucking
right.
strangers from nowhere just literally degraded her face. Like
mm-hmm.
as soon as she signed on. That's the kind of shit that I saw. Not the,
right.
but that's just as bad as someone spray painting the face, isn't it?
Oh yeah. 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 I think so. Cause it's
yeah,
basically
so, okay.
targeted,
so I, yeah.
targeted, you know, aggression or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I wouldn't even say it's just targeted racism. It's literally just like pockets
yep.
of extreme racism. And it's always from these white girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's always from these white girls or these white looking girls. A couple of these girls were like Syrian or like Jordani or something like that. Like there's a few of them, but they're like white presenting, but their dads
right.
are like rich and they hang out with white people, which makes
yep.
it even fucking worse.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't know how well that transitions into what the first subject that we were going to talk about, but we probably shouldn't spend too much time on this person in general. But I didn't watch the State of the Union address. I've never watched the State of the Union address. I've watched clips of them. I've never been interested in listening to what a politician has to say to the country, unless it was like vital information that I needed to continue in my life. You know what I mean? And usually it's not that. Usually the State of the Union is not that. Honest to God, even if it was something vital, like I could see it on Twitter 2 seconds after it happened. Like it's not like I'm not connected
right.
to these things, you know? So
I
don't
feel
watch
like the
them.
Last
and,
one I actually
yeah.
watched was like Obama's first one. I think that's the last one I actually.
I may,
like,
you're right. I may
watched.
Have watched one of Obama's, but I may have watched one of Obama's.
Right.
Okay. Just one. Like if I
yeah.
saw one, it means that I got everything I needed from an Obama State of the Union. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I understand what he's doing here. Okay. Like, cause honestly, most of it is fucking lip service. You know this, we know this.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
And most of it is lip service. Occasionally they'll drop a bomb like, oh yeah, by the way, tomorrow, like, I'm going to shove my thumb up Trump's ass. I just want you guys to know that. Occasionally you'll get something like that.
Right.
But, dude, there's so much to talk about. Okay, we'll segue into what we need to talk about when I say this. What was the last thing I just said? God, my mind is fucking racing right now. What was the last thing I just said?
Well, you were talking about the State of the Union, so I'm sure you were talking about your girl, MTG.
Yeah, I was, but I did. I said Obama. I saw one of Obama's
but
State of the Union.
Other
I've seen
than
him.
That, it's not really appointment television. Like you don't make a point to sit there and watch State of the Union.
So. No, it's not. I don't make a point of watching it, but I do know how they work. And that's the thing that it is it's not so much information. It's a show. It's always a show. It's about the show. And what I've always kind of admired sort of about American politics is that we weren't punching each other in the fucking aisles, at least like a lot of other countries, and including certain first world countries that are doing that. There's been like very isolated incidents until the insurrection. I mean, you know, we won't even talk about the fucking MTG helped insurrection.
I'd say until 2016 in general, but
Yeah, exactly. Like there, I do believe that there is a certain decorum that should be held when you hold that office. And to me, that means maybe not even Clinton, I thought, was kind of a doofus to be a representative of this country. And a lot of people thought he was cool, but like maybe it's just I couldn't get over his accent, I think. That must be what it was. Yeah, it's got to be his accent because I did a comedy bit about this. Like, the guy could be talking about the most intelligent thing that you could think of, but his drawl just, like, drops the intelligence level of it down.
It really does.
And then you had Bush, who, I mean, I don't necessarily think Bush Jr. is a terrible person. He may be. But he's definitely like somebody who has to be told what to do by other people. Definitely has to have that happen, you know?
Yep.
Like that's why when you see him sitting in the classroom, when they told him about 9/11, like he had no idea what the fuck to do.
Right.
He was like, oh shit. He was like, oh damn, where's Cheney? Can I call Cheney now? Like
pretty much.
I think that's what went through his head real quick. Like, oh, maybe mom's up.
Yeah, let me find Janie and call my dad and see what they say.
Right. So like, you know, they're just goofy motherfuckers. Like, you know, and Trump was, I thought George W. Bush was obnoxiously uneducated, like aggressively uneducated. And then Trump happened, and if you had ever asked me in my entire life, who is the worst person you could think of being the president of the United States, man? Honest to God, I would have said Trump.
You know, it really is crazy, and I know we've discussed this, you know, a million times in the last 7 years or whatever it's been at this point, but it really is crazy to me because, like you said, there's always been, like, regardless of what your personal politics are or even party politics are, there has been a certain, like, standard of decorum and humanity. So, like, whether you think, you know, George Bush is the worst person in the world president in the world, or you think Bill Clinton was the worst president, like, you can, like, respect them as people, even if you disagree
absolutely
with your choices.
Absolutely.
And you can watch them make a speech and be like, all right, I don't agree with this, but, you know, on some level I can understand what he's trying to accomplish. And then I just feel like that got completely blown up with Trump. And, like, I think that's just one of those things where I don't know – how you come back from that. And I think that one of the one of the results is not the right word, but one of the results that happened after this whole Trump, you know, basically failing upwards and becoming president is that there is no
One of the ramifications or
–
I know what you're trying to say.
Right.
I know what you're trying to say.
Right.
Yeah.
There is no –
Yeah, one of the after effects of Trump.
Anymore.
Right.
Yes, exactly. There you go. There is no standard anymore. There is no decorum anymore. There is no humanity or decency anymore. It's literally just fucking you know, it's a rock fight. Like, you're just sitting there throwing rocks at each other from across the aisle, and it's like...
It's dirty. It's all dirty.
Right. And, like, obviously...
It's all
incredibly
dirty, yeah.
You're going to mention the MTG stuff, and, you know, for anybody who is going to be listening to this at some point and doesn't know, you know, and again, I'm with you. I did not watch the State of the Union, but Biden is speaking and doing his thing, and she's basically, like...
Yep.
Yet yelling at him and calling him a liar, like, during his speech. And it's
Michael,
just like this,
heckling him. She was fucking heckling the president during the State of the Union.
Right. And it's crazy. And it's like, but
did anybody do that to Trump? I don't remember anybody doing that. And even if somebody wants to tell me that Nancy Pelosi was disrespectful for ripping up that speech,
that,
I will say,
exactly
okay.
Say.
I would say, okay, to be honest with you, I thought it was an empty fucking gesture. It meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
You want to use that? I don't give a fuck about Nancy Pelosi at all.
But,
she's an establishmentarian Democrat that hasn't done whatever. All right, go on.
Right. But to your point, that is probably the closest example I would find of...
On the Democrat side?
Of that on the Democrat side. But
right.
I would argue that it's also not the same thing. It's not anything close to the same thing. Now, if you want to argue the semantics of that, whether the ripping of the speech is akin to heckling, I guess we could debate that. I don't think it is. But in any event, like, there just is no standard anymore, and she's fucking heckling him. So I was actually having a conversation with Armand about this morning, and he was talking to somebody at his job about somebody who was trying to defend the heckling in this case.
Right.
As you mentioned, there are other first world countries where this kind of shit goes on. And so this person that was arguing with Armand was basically like, well, in Britain, they do this in Parliament all the time. They jeer and they hiss and they this and that. And Armand said, okay, well, that's fine. But then wouldn't that person at some point, you know, if they didn't stop and they just kept it going for, you know, minutes on end, wouldn't that person eventually be told to either shut up or leave?
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like we have, I don't know if it's like the Democrats or the security or whoever was there was caught so off guard that they didn't know what to do, or if we just have no policy in place because we're not used to this type of behavior from our elected officials. But like, yeah, she fucking sat there and heckled him, like you said, like a fucking stand-up comic. Like during
that
everybody is supposed to be, you know, locked in on, and it's like, what kind of message are we sending to people?
That's unfortunately, it's not the first time this has happened. It's just like, to me, it's not necessarily about how we can't systemically prevent her from doing that. It's more that like, this is the image that we're showing people, and because it has happened before, and it doesn't happen often. And from what I understand, it's almost always been Republicans doing it. I honestly, in my searches, couldn't find one where a Democrat was doing it, unless the person on the podium is saying Sig Heil and telling you to go out and kill all the Jews. Like, and you're standing up and saying, what the fuck are you doing? That's not the same. We're not talking about that scenario. We are talking about the dog and fucking pony show that we put on for America that is reassuring. It's reassuring that we are working as a team to get things done. And the president, the leader of the team, is telling us all, including the people who don't agree with him, that we are going to move forward and everybody should chill the fuck out because we're doing this shit. That's what this shit is for, okay? It is an absolute lip service fucking event.
Totally.
And it's so telling on us that every single fucking Republican piece of shit on the goddamn planet has to post a video of themselves responding to the State of the Union address. And it's
right.
all, Mick, every one of those videos is just the same, like, five talking points over and over. I watched the Bobo one. You know what Bobo, the first thing Bobo says, she goes, Biden did not do anything to address the border crisis. And I'm looking, like, that's mm-hmm. the first thing this bitch says when the video goes on her. And I'm like, you idiot, there is no border crisis. There
right.
never was. Maybe
right.
maybe at some point before Obama took office, dude, but I think we've talked about this before. That dude deported so much more illegals. And I'm not saying I agree with this, but these
right.
are the facts. These are facts.
Well,
I don't get to disagree with facts.
This is what's funny to me is when, you know, you hear these reports about, you know, we're seizing record numbers of, you know, fentanyl at the border and shit like this. And then the Republicans somehow use that as like a knock on, you know, our border policy or however you want to phrase it. And it's like, well, wait, if we're catching them, it means it's working.
Good? Yes.
Like,
it's working.
Right.
We're catching a record number of criminals at the border coming into this country. Good. I'm glad you got them. Send them back.
Yeah. Right.
We're done here. Good job. What stupid are you?
Like, why is that negative? I don't understand. Like, do you want to let them in?
You got to be fucking kidding me. So what is their problem with fentanyl? Why are they upset that we're actually preventing it from coming in here?
The argument in theory is that our border security is so weak that we have an inordinate amount of people trying to get in.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, let them
if we're catching them, then we're stopping them.
Then we're doing worse.
Okay, so there's a lot of people trying to come into the border. Okay, are we understaffed? Are they escaping? Like, how many more of it? No, we got it. We handle it. It's just a lot of them.
It's just busy. Okay, cool.
It's just busy,
yeah,
man. Like, we're running and gunning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're buzzing. All places buzzing all the time. Fuck these people. I just don't fucking understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like all of their fucking bullshit, it's so fucking performative. And again, like, I'm not absolving Democrats from this. Democrats do stupid shit too.
No. Yeah, they're bad. They're pretty bad.
But it's just not the same. Like, at least, like, I feel like...
But that's... go on. Sorry.
I feel like at least most of the Democrats' performances are in good faith. They might not all be, but like, I feel like at least you could take a reasonable person who, like, if you just drop a person of average intelligence on this planet and just put them
right.
in front of a Democrat for 10 minutes, you could listen to them BS their way about, you know, some policy decision or whatever, and you could be like, all right, well, I could understand where that person's coming from. But like, I feel like with Republicans, like, it's a circus. It's a fucking sideshow. Like you said, these people posting videos about the reaction to State of the Union and MTG, like, jeering like a fucking at Biden like a stand-up comic. I just don't understand.
I feel like our politics have completely, like, just devolved into one side of people who just want to be like the most shittiest people they could possibly be. And then the other side,
right.
who's like half-assedly not trying to be that shitty, but are denying their nature. I swear to God, that's
right.
it. That's all it is.
Pretty much. But it's crazy to me that, like, you look at the Republican Party, and
I don't want
to. For 8 years now, their number one person has been Donald Trump, who, as you mentioned before, probably one of the shittiest people you could possibly have to represent a group of people. And he's
For America, the shittiest person to represent America for me is him.
And he's been their number one person for 8 years now.
Right.
Like,
I know.
This is not something that was like a small period of time. And guess what? If he runs and wins again next year, then he will be the top guy for 12 years. Like, there's nobody else above him in the Republican Party. And yet, like, to your point about the Democrats kind of half-assing everything, we're not exactly, you know, rife with strong candidates either. Like, it's crazy that there's nobody else who can, like, shut this dude down. We're throwing fucking Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden at him. Like, it's crazy to me.
That's the best we got, man. Like,
these are our top three representatives for the last 8 years.
Oh, man. Dude,
like,
I'm telling
fucking
you, man.
How sad is that?
It's so fucking sad.
How
to
do
me.
We not?
Like,
how
I,
do we not have better representation on both sides?
We do, but the same thing. Look, man, there's few people that I do like in the Democratic Party. Does this mean that I would die for these people? Not on your fucking life. But I did vote for Bernie Sanders. I did vote for Bernie Sanders. You know, I did vote for AOC. I did vote for her.
And
I was in New York at the time. And I like her, Ilhan Omar. Those people, I like them. And the reason I like them is because they are very honest people. And Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I love Bernie Sanders. I voted for fucking Bernie Sanders, man. You know,
I
the guy's old as fuck. His old as fuck, but for me, his heart is in the right place. These people, their heart is in the right place regardless. The things that Ilhan Omar said about Israel and its relationship with Palestine that got her called anti-Semitic was pure truth, nothing but truth. Israel is very well known to everyone else in the world besides America as a fucking bully to the Palestinians, at the least.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, this is like, you can't control where this shit goes.
Right. But
you know, I love those people. I think they're great, right? Do you like any of the, I mean, They've got the right ideas that, you know.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, go on.
No, I agree, but, like, do you think, like, well, two things. One, I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned Bernie because you mentioned that, like, Bernie is old as fuck. He's basically the same age as Biden and Trump. Like, that, like, again, like, how do we not have, like, a 50-year-old, you know, go-getter.
Isn't Bernie like 97 or some shit, bro?
I mean, he's got to be like 80. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do we not have
definitely older than Biden. Biden is only like 74, and Biden is just looks like he's 100.
No, Biden's old? Like 80.
Oh, is he 80?
Hold on.
Even the 80-year-old president?
Yes! Hold on, I'm looking this up.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden is 80. He is 80 years old.
I told you, Biden is an old ass motherfucker, dude. I don't get it. I've never been a Biden guy ever.
Bernie is 81.
Ever.
Bernie is 81. Trump is 76. Like, how do we not have, like, a 50-year-old, like, half-competent person to
represent us? I look at that shit. We're fucking fighting over old white men, man. Why are we doing this? Why are we fighting over these decrepit Cena? Yo, Trump, let me tell you something. Trump is just a Joe Biden with a fake tan and just a nasty personality. Like, that's they're all the same old-ass motherfuckers. And old-ass people are hard to change. That's
right.
That's why I loved Obama so much, is because he was a younger dude. And he was a decent fucking dude.
Exactly.
No scandals. Nobody could pin. 8 years, bro.
With.
8 years with no scandals.
Right.
Do you remember the last time we had a president that had no scandals?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like at this point, I'm not saying politics should come second, but like I just want a half decent person. Like I would take. I would take a Republican version of Obama at this point. Like, I wouldn't say – I might not necessarily vote for that person.
Obama was the Republican version of Obama.
Yeah. Not entirely.
I swear to God, bro,
that.
Like, it pisses me off so much when, like – some Trump lover starts getting pissed off at me because I'm talking some shit because I fucking hate Trump. And they're like, oh, well, Biden's this and Hillary's that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But that's not, like, I'm like, what is that? Like, what are you trying to do to me? I love these motherfuckers.
See,
like, no.
So there's two things with that. Number one, yeah. God, I don't like Biden and Hillary either. So, yeah, coming at me with like, oh, well, Biden does this and Hillary does that, I'm with you. Like, yeah.
You can't go there. Like,
I
the
agree.
Only people
like,
that can
not...
think Trump is a moron is somebody who likes Biden or Hillary. The only
right.
people they think somehow the only people that think Trump is just a horrible goddamn person has to be a Biden lover or a Hillary lover.
Right. But also, wouldn't you argue in the same breath that, like – like, let's say we're grading people on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
I would legit say that Trump is a 1. I'm not even being, like, sarcastic or exaggerating. He would be a 1.
Trump is like a .00001 to me, dude. I really hate
right.
that guy, man. With a passion.
But if he's a,
like, it's not.
If he's a 1, though, I wouldn't, and again, I don't like Biden or Hillary, but I also wouldn't say they're 1. They might be.
No.
Threes or fours, but they're not ones. And so even comparing those people to me is disingenuous because I don't think that the crimes, yes, crimes, plural, that Trump has perpetrated over the years are the same as the shit that Biden and Clinton have done. Again, not absolving them because they're obviously, you know, dirtbags too, but like I don't think it's the same.
I mean, okay, I don't know. I have such a – right this second that we're talking, I have an incredibly low opinion of those people. And like I said, the people that give me any sort of – I can't even say hope because what I have right now is not hope. It's maintenance. It's getting by.
Yeah.
It's existing,
yeah.
You know. That's it. That's what I have now. Existence is the only thing I can really focus on. So, like, I don't have – hold on one second. I don't have love for politicians because I think – when I think about if these are people that I would enjoy having conversations with or being around – or getting
right.
to know outside of politics, I don't think any of those people would be. Like, if interviewed Hillary Clinton and she let me ask the kind of questions I'd ask, I'd love to ask her, which are not questions that are going to make her happy, I would have a lot of respect for Hillary. And it's not that I don't respect Hillary because she has come a long way as a politician. Like, I do feel bad that she never got to be president. She is somebody who I don't ever want to be president,
But I still feel like maybe she got fucking robbed. You know, I do feel that. However, she also robbed fucking Bernie in the process. So, I got to tell you, I have issues with this woman. And so if I think about, hanging around her, no.
Right. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think, because, my wife kind of mentions this all the time, is that the Bernie people who basically decided not to vote for Hillary because they thought he got robbed of the nomination, which I happen to agree with, by the way. I think he did get robbed.
Right.
But
Mick, there's fucking proof. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, there's internal emails that were published that show that they absolutely skewed against Bernie. Absolutely went out of their way. The strategy was to push him aside and make way for Hillary. And it's proof.
Totally.
It's proven.
But do you think that those people who didn't vote for Hillary kind of out of spite are the reason Trump got elected?
I don't know if they're the reason Trump got elected, but they suck as human beings. although I got to tell you though, This election and the Trump election and the aftermath and the things that have been happening since that man set foot in office, which has now been 6 years, right? So Biden's been in office for two, so it was 4 years for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had 2 years of Biden, right?
Right. Yeah, 6 years, because we got January of 2017 or whatever. So, yeah, 6 years.
What was your question again?
I think, do you think the Bernie people who didn't vote for Hillary out of spite
are the reason Trump
got elected?
I found the thread again, yeah. I got to tell you, just like after the past 6 years, especially the 2 years of COVID, which, I mean, this guy really fucking bungled that. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that kind of ineptitude in my conscious life in a presidency. I mean, I will say for the shit that Bush did. No, Bush bungled the fucking New Orleans thing too, didn't he? Didn't he fuck that one up?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was about to try to give him credit, but that was.
But even that, like, don't you think that speaks more, like, and you mentioned the thing with, like, the 9/11. Don't you think Bush was more incompetent, whereas Trump is more cruel?
Yeah, 100%.
Like if Katrina had happened under Trump, I don't think he would have been caught off guard necessarily like Bush was, but I think he just would have been like, oh, well, whatever. You know, he would have done his performative thing
I think his handlers would have sprung into action. I mean, you know, let me just answer your question. Let me answer your question before we go anywhere with that. Which was, remind me again, whether or not
if the Bernie people got Trump elected, basically.
Oh, the Bernie people got
by not voting for Hillary.
That's what it was. The nihilism. That's the word I've been trying to say for the last like fucking 10 minutes that I keep losing. Nihilism.
Okay.
I understand the nihilistic tendency to basically say this is the person that I feel has represented me the most as a politician at any other point in my life. This is the person I want to be president. This is the person who should be president. This is a person who has a voting track record and a criminal record that proves that he has been for the people for a very long time. One of the few people, I mean, the man was independent before he decided to run for fucking president because he was done with the bullshit from all these motherfuckers. You know, I get that. Because I am too, and I'm only 45.
yeah.
These fucking 80-year-old heads must be fucking... They must just be like, I can't watch TV ever. I can't. I don't care what's going on in the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But this...
Yep.
We... I'm tired of both these motherfuckers. So I understand somebody saying, okay, Bernie was the best thing I think's ever going to happen and has happened so far in my lifetime. So fuck it. I'm voting for Trump. I hope he wins and I hope the country explodes. I get that. I have felt I've never ever felt like I wanted to vote for Trump because maybe I'm unique, but I genuinely think he's one of the worst people on this planet. He's never actually done anything good for people. Even the good things that he's... Dude, listen. We've never talked about this. So one of the biggest things I've heard from Republicans, like in defense of him, is that he donated his salary, his presidential salary, to charity. That's not true.
Oh, which is also bullshit. Yeah, I know. It's not true.
His tax records proved it's not true. He didn't donate his salary.
But again, doesn't that speak to the wildness? But you know why they're saying that? Because he said he would. But like, what on earth would make you believe anything that comes out of his mouth? Like, ever?
Well, that's, that's our question, because you and I knew who he was before he stepped into office. But who else has that same question?
Salary. Okay, cool. Like, there's just checks and balances of it.
He said, I do donate my salary. He said, I do. Not that I'm going to. He said, I'm going to.
I know.
But then he also said, I do. It's so funny with Trump, because you can see the evolution of his lies. It usually starts mild, and then it's, you know, it's like, oh, you know,
right.
I was like adjacent to Thailand when there was like a big kerfuffle over there. And then it becomes like, I flew into Thailand and I led a commando army and I captured the fucking flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the guy is just like a monumental lying piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why would anybody listen to anything he has to say? Because they don't want to hear it, Nick. They don't want to fucking hear it, and we can't make them hear it. And that's the bottom line. And that's I get the nihilism. I get it.
Yeah. Oh,
I get
I know.
It. But I just...
That's the thing. It's just...
I need to know these people who did that. I want to... Remind me at some point. I want to find somebody and interview them on this show, somebody that did that. I want to talk to that person.
Well, I also think there were people that decided not to vote instead of voting for Hillary.
I respect that more.
But again, that's – I mean, it's also – I don't know. It's one of those things where, like – I don't know what to think, because, you know, you look at, like, certain states from election to election, you know, like, you know, if Ohio flipped or Pennsylvania flipped.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many of those people affected it.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is. Like,
what you're talking about is the structural impact of those guys doing that. I want to talk to a person who I'm interested in that mentality, like how you could make that leap to say, if Bernie doesn't win, devil.
Right.
Who does
that? Yeah, that I don't know.
I'm sorry. Go on. Finish what you're saying. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. Under no circumstances would I vote for Trump, like, ever. I couldn't imagine a scenario that would make me vote for that man. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's bizarre to me. It's absolutely bizarre. And it's, again, like, I keep it's a trend that there's these people now, and we keep paying attention to them. And it's basically, it's mostly people throwing temper tantrums, but in general, it's white people, rich white people throwing temper tantrums. Trump,
yep.
You know, fucking Marge,
Bobo.
Marge Green, got,
yeah,
yeah, Bobo, fucking dude, that. I swear to God, there are pictures of Marge, like, while she's heckling, she looks like a fucking Disney villain, dude. Like a big-headed, lion-faced Disney villain.
Oh, man.
This bitch is wild. Oh, I got permanently banned from Reddit, and I'm on another suspension on Twitter. And
what?
I think I'm okay on Facebook. Oh, yeah, man. I'm all over the place, dude. Like, I get suspended, like, once every week on a social media platform.
Well, I know. What happened now?
I called Marge. I said Marjorie Taylor Greene is a stupid bitch. And if you know me, I don't like calling people stupid bitches, especially women. I just, you know, it's a thing I try not to do because I have a lot of women friends, and they would be
right.
Upset. And besides that, I'm not going to call somebody a bitch unless they're being a bitch. And
yes, I agree.
Even then, it's sketchy, but Marge Taylor is a stupid, stupid fucking bitch. That bitch is a dumb, stupid, stupid bitch. There's no other way to put it. That is a dumb, stupid bitch.
Hard to argue that.
I know, you know, it's nobody wants to come out and say it, but it's true, and you just have to treat it like that. Like, this is a person who, once they decide they're going to do something, gets that crazy, like, unhinged look in their eye and just, like, hyper-focuses. And her face, bro, she looks like a fucking demon when she opens her mouth. It's awful.
So you got shut down by Lord Elon?
Yeah, that was Elon. Speaking of which, like, have you seen? There's a video of a meeting that Elon is having with some of the remaining members of his staff, right?
yes.
Did you see that?
Are you talking about the one where the guy's like, your meme game is strong, man?
What else would I be talking about, my man? What else would I be talking about? That,
like, the guy really should have just dropped to his knees and sucked his dick. Like, that
just,
really should have been
the
end of that video.
I would have had more respect for him if he just went straight for Knob Goblin. Like, legit.
Agreed.
Like,
agreed.
Dude, how fucking okay? Let's talk that real quick. How fucking awesome would it be if that dude stood up, kicked the fucking table over, yanked down Elon's pants, and just started fucking deep throating that shit? It's like fucking two handed, like fucking going to
I'm
town.
I'm with you. I would have had more respect for it.
That I would have been like, yo, that motherfucker is crazy. Yo, let me get one of those, bro.
Yeah, this dude is loyal, yeah.
No, I mean, let me get one of those, like, crazy suck jobs. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker, in my scenario, that motherfucker was, you know what I'm saying, he was talented.
But, like, so going back to this video, so I only saw one clip. I'm not sure how long the actual video is. But, like, in the video that I saw, it's like Elon and like three other dudes at a table. And it's weird. The entire room is white. The desk is white. The walls are white. And everybody in the room is dressed in black. Like, I don't know if black t-shirt is like the official Twitter uniform. But like, they're all wearing these fucking black t-shirts. And they're all like weirdly on one side of the table. Like, Elon is at the head of the table. And the three dudes, like, instead of one sitting on his right side and one sitting on his left side or whatever, like, they're all on one side of the table, which seems a little bit weird to me. But, yeah, like, they're just talking about some bullshit, and it's basically like a fucking kiss-ass session, and the one dude is just like, I don't even remember what Elon said to him that, like, precipitated the comment. I guess he was, you know, because we've talked about this before. Elon thinks he's funny, and he's not, like, remotely funny. Like, there are levels of, like, people's comedic talents, and Elon is probably at, like, a 2 of 10 on the funny scale, but he thinks he's, like, an 8 or a 9. So he's constantly, like, making jokes and trying to show everybody how funny he is. So I guess he must have either posted a meme or was talking about a meme, and one of his, like, fucking, you know, one of his minions was just like, your meme game is strong, bro, or some shit. It's just, like, it's so fucking comical, but, like, sad at the same time.
You there?
Hello?
Hey, there we go. Thanks for hanging on. My call was at the time going through the internet, and my internet just died, so I dropped out.
Oh, okay. Oh.
After three guys, I was done. So please, please, please tell me again, please.
Okay, no problem. So the video, I don't know how long the video is. I only saw like a short clip. But like the three guys were all sitting on one side of the table, which I think is weird. Like it's not like there was one guy on his right, one guy on his left. Like they were all on one side of the table.
Such a weird setup. Yep.
But it's one of those things, don't you think he, like, couldn't you see him, like, requesting that? Like, couldn't you see, like, one of the guys goes to sit on his other side, and he's like, no, I need you all over here. Like, I could totally see
I need you
all
to be on that side of the table.
Right. I can totally see that. But, yeah, they're all dressed in these black T-shirts, like, that's the new Twitter uniform, and I don't know what Elon said to precipitate the comment, but, like we've talked about before, Elon thinks he's super funny, and in reality, he's super unfunny. So I'm sure he was, like, showing them a meme he had posted or was talking about a meme he had posted or something trying to be funny. And one of his, like, minion dudes is like, your meme game is strong, bro, or something along those lines. And it's just – it's funny and, like, sad at the same time because, I mean, listen, no one wants to get, you know – shit canned, and we've all been there before, and it's a shitty feeling, but I can't imagine what these people are going through, basically knowing that, like, if they ever, like, mouth off or disagree, like, they're done. Like, that's a fucking toxic environment.
Yeah. She, whatchamacallit, the kid that was in the thing. So what Elon, what that video was a short clip, and it's not even the that actually happened after I wrote to talk about Elon on the show this time. I was going to do it on, I'm sorry that happened to your, I'm sorry your wife got sick, but like, I was like, fuck, I need to talk about this. I almost went on live by myself and just spilled it, but like before that clip came out, I had seen what the kerfuffle is. And the fact is that Elon is now dedicating himself to, or trying to dedicating his team to finding out why he's no longer getting attention on Twitter. And he actually fired somebody for saying, you know, the statistics are saying that people are, like, not liking what you're doing anymore.
Right. So yeah, his thing was basically that, you know, his engagement or whatever is down, or his, you know, whatever is down.
Right.
And he was convinced that it must be something with the site. It must be a bug in the algorithm, or it must be some reason as to why his like popularity has dwindled. And the dude basically told him, no, everything on the site is legit. People just aren't liking what you're posting. And he fucking fired the guy.
He said you're fired. He said it like three times. He was like, you're fired. Like, what a little cunty baby. What a cunty little baby. Because that is something that needed to be said to him. And that guy's going to bounce back. I promise you there's other people in the tech places. There's other social media that'll be happy to have him because I'm sure he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. And the whole thing with Twitter, one of the reasons that a lot of this shit went down and was started is because Twitter was actually down for a while. And the reason it was down is because one of the employees accidentally deleted like a key piece of the algorithm or something. And the team that knew how to fix it had been fired already like a month ago or something like that. So basically, like, that's all Elon's fault because people make mistakes.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Of course.
You have systems in place, especially you would think in a company that deals in fucking code. You would think that you'd have a backup system for shit. And you did, because what you had was a team that could fix that.
Yep.
Moron. Dude, this is some of the dumbest real-time shit I've ever seen. That video of Elon with a kid telling him, like, your meme game is strong, like, that's them trying to assuage his ego, because he's sitting there grilling them as to, why aren't people loving my stuff? That's his question.
Right.
And the other guy who got fired said, to Elon's ears, and what the truth is, honestly, is people don't fucking like you, bro. You're an idiot.
They don't think you're funny. Right.
No, nobody likes you. Nobody thinks you're funny. And people are starting to, more and more people are starting to realize that. Anyone who's bouncing on Elon's cock right now is a fucking moron. These fanboys, the fanboys, Mick.
The one thing that I have an issue with it, with this story that I don't fully believe, is that one of these, I forget what part of the story I saw this, but supposedly his not his Q rating, but something along those lines that like gauges, you know, engagement and popularity and stuff. At one point it was 100 and now it's down to a 9. There is no fucking way in hell it was ever 100. No way.
What?
Like there's no way his popularity rating was ever at 100.
Nah.
Like that's
is that
not
what
possible.
He's saying?
Like,
I didn't
even
know that aspect of it.
Yeah, there was one part of the story I read that said like it used to be 100 and now it's down to 9. And I'm like, there's no way it was ever 100. Like maybe that's the part that the algorithm got wrong, because there's no way he was ever universally loved or respected or anything, even before, you know, even before the Twitter takeover and all this other shit. There's no way. Like, he's always been kind of an awkward dude, and whether you, you know, liked him or thought he was, you know, business savvy or tech savvy or whatever. Like universally.
He can't be 100%. It's statistically impossible to have I can't even say that straight because I don't know about that kind of shit. That's not something I'm going to speak on just because it's not an area of expertise that I have. However, one of the craziest things about people like Elon and pretty much all these right-wing folks and shit, people that are parroting stuff, is that they're perfectly willing to just repeat what somebody says without ever even looking up to see if it's true, without doing any research at all. At all. Ilhan Omar fucking married her brother I know people who say those things.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't get that level of.
Well, do you think that's another byproduct of Trump, or do you think that happened, that started beforehand?
I don't ever remember it being this bad. I don't remember people.
No, I don't either.
You always wanted to. My experience with crazy people has been limited to, well, being committed in an asylum for a couple of weeks on a suicide charge. That helps.
Right.
Twice. But besides
right.
that, you know, we had lots of crazy people around our neighborhoods down in the Bronx
yep.
or Mount Vernon and shit, because we would go to Yonkers, the Bronx, and right there's the lady with her fucking Cabbage Patch Kid fucking carriage walking
yes.
up and down from, you know, there's fucking Gay Charlie who fucked his dogs. There was Curtis, the crazy homeless guy. The little homeless black guy, Curtis, that would hang around.
Oh, yeah.
There was fucking Annie at Baskin-Robbins. That bitch was crazy as fuck, bro. Annie was crazy, bro.
God, you're bringing back some memories, dude. Did I ever tell you
yeah.
the lady with the Cabbage Patch Kids, did I ever tell you about my dealings with her?
You interacted with her? I don't know anybody that's ever interacted with her.
So me and Tony were... Actually,
well, before you say that,
okay,
tell the listeners
finish
who she is, what she is.
So this lady, her name is Mary. She used to walk around
Bro,
Mount
you know
Vernon.
Her name? Holy shit!
I'll tell you why I know her name. She used to walk around Mount Vernon with a baby carriage,
right?
Which might not seem so strange, except that the baby carriage had a doll in it.
Right.
And you would just walk around for hours on end
right.
with this Cabbage Patch Kid in a baby carriage. And obviously, I mean, who knows what's true, but, you know, I heard that, you know, she had lost a baby when she was younger and kind of.
She did talk to the Cabbage Patch doll.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. She totally acted like the Cabbage Patch doll was her kid, and I'm going to get to that in a second
yeah.
too. Right.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the rumor, is that she had a kid and lost it, had a baby and lost it when she was younger, and it just kind of fucked her up beyond repair.
Right.
But yeah, so the reason why I interacted with her is because Tony and I played the esteemed role of the Easter Bunny at the Cross County Shopping Center for a couple
yes,
of years.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she would come in and make us take pictures with her baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And we would legit have to hold the baby and pose with the baby.
Why are you
take
calling
a picture
it
with
the
baby,
bro? Why are you calling it the baby, dude?
I don't have to do that anymore.
It's been 20 fucking years, bro.
I know. You're right. I have no explanation.
My man is traumatized. That shit legit traumatized.
So, yes, we would have to pose with the doll and pretend it was a real baby. And she would sit there and, like, you know, smile and, you know, like, look at us with this, like, yeah, you know, my baby's with the Easter Bunny and stuff like that. And
right.
I was like, I mean, it's sad, but it's one of those things where it's just like, and like, I don't even remember, like, I'm trying to remember if the guy who ran the thing charged her or not. I hope he didn't. Because Jesus Christ, like, that would just be awful. Like, let her fucking get a free picture.
No, make her fucking pay for it, bro. Make her pay for it. If that's how she wants to spend her money, let her spend her fucking money that way. You know? I mean, so you never, like, so throughout that whole thing, you were never like, yo, what's up with that shit?
No, I never spoke to her directly. Like, I was just sitting in the chair.
I would have been so tempted, bro. I'd have been like, yeah, I'd be, See, that's why I don't function in society and you do, because I do say shit like that.
Oh, dude, come on. There was a part of me that was like, what if I just, like, you know, smack this doll in the head, or, you know, like, like, what would the reaction be?
Fucking asshole. Bro, why is it that my thought is, like, out of concern, like, yo, what's going on with you, bitch? Like, what you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm going to wreck her life. Again. I'm going to do it again.
But obviously, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, I would never do it. But, like, because obviously she's been through some trauma.
That's
you can't deal with.
Thank God you don't let those thoughts win, man. Thank God.
Oh, man. Yeah,
just, like, drop it, like, throw it on the grass. It'd be so bad if, like, her baby actually died from her dropping it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Imagine if you just, like, you let the thought win and you slap the baby and, like, you know, her nanny slapped the baby.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Holy shit. Yeah, don't ever let those thoughts win, my man. No, those. I know. I'm just fucking with you. I know. I'm sure you weren't, like, seriously contemplating it.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. Right. I wasn't that
planning on how to fantasizing about how to do it.
Right.
Although I did used to sit in church and fantasize about, like, a laser grid that just comes out of the sky and, like, slices the whole church in half. I have thought about that.
Nice.
I hate church, bro. I fucking hate
church. Oh, my God. I hated that shit, too.
It was so bad. Yeah, but we had lots of crazy. Do you remember the dude? He was around, I think, for a couple of years, and he was over at the corner. For some reason, all the fucking crazies were, like, right on Cross County, like, right on the border that – where the Bronx, Mount Vernon, and Yonkers meet. You know what I'm talking about, that corner. Fucking Bronx River Road.
Yeah,
Bronxville is right there, too. There's like 18 fucking towns that meet right there.
Right.
That was the place where the crazies would always go. And that stoplight, there used to be a guy who, he would just, like, walk around in the street, like, angrily, like, holding his hands up and then throwing them down, like he was trying to, like, do, like, a Captain Kirk punch where he'd, like, ball both his hands up at the same time and smash him onto somebody. Like, he would just walk around. Do you remember that guy? Do you remember seeing that dude?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know if I remember that dude, but it's funny because, like, you were mentioning, like, all these people, and I'm like, oh, my God, I totally forgot about half these people. But I'm trying to think of the guy who you're talking about.
But, right. That's what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, they were there. You remember these people.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm
not making
shit up.
And I also remember the dude who used to sit on Granton Avenue and, like, preaching to people, like, who used to stand on that little island by, like, where Optimo was. And,
oh,
like,
you're talking
Anthony's
about
pizza.
down by the town line. You're talking about by the cross, the half, like where the south side starts. Yeah, dude, that guy has been, I've seen him in the Bronx, too. He's all over the place. He looks old as fuck now.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. He was old back then, yeah.
But I saw him a couple of years ago. Yeah, he's a weird fucking dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
Weird dude.
But yeah, God, yeah, we had
to do that. Like, I want to talk to these people and just be like, "Yo, like, why are you doing this?" Like, no judgment, but do you feel like it's helping people?
Well, I feel like we never used to know what to do with Annie, because, like, we used to. I mean, obviously, like several of our friends used to work at Baskin Robbins. And,
right.
like, me and you and a few others used to hang out there a lot and stuff like
right.
that. And, like, she was there all the fucking time. Like, she would legit come in. Like, I remember Tony would work from, like, 6 to 10. and she would come in probably like 7:30.
Right.
And she would stay there until they closed.
Oh, I know, bro. She was, that's why I say, like, you know, so we had like crazy ass people that would just regularly interact with. Oh my God, dude,
right.
Wait. Did you ever play basketball at Bronxville school? Did you ever do pickup games?
Yeah,
I was there with you a few times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go with my friend Andrew and my friend Scott, Scott Rodriguez. We used to go over there often, you know, like I hung out there a lot playing. That was one of the, we would like drive around looking for places to play, whatever,
yeah.
Was like basically not, we would look for places to play where there were people who were not good. Because as we,
right.
We would get roasted anytime we played in a place where there were like a lot of people. They'd be like, yo, get
no,
off the fucking basket,
I get it.
Bro.
There were levels to it. Like I would never play at Hartley Park because I'm like, okay, I can't
survive
at Hartley
Park. Right.
But we
weren't going to play basketball in the city, in the fucking Bronx. Nobody's
right,
doing that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, nobody's going to Harlem or the Bronx or even the South Side of Mount Vernon. But, like, I could hold my own in Fleetwood for the most part. But then, yeah, Bronxville
yeah,
was probably safer.
Fleetwood, there was a point where Fleetwood was, like, really fucked up. Like, there was a lot of fucked up shit going on in that basketball place. But they kind of, they revamped it. Like, it's like an actual, like, solid, awesome playground now.
Yeah,
I played in Fleetwood a few times, but I usually got pushed out by like huge black dudes, and I was a tiny dude, you know, and not very intimidated.
Very intimidated. Oh yeah, I get that. So what are you saying about who was at Bronxville?
Oh, there was this dude. He was this like old dude. Like he was had to be like in his 40s, maybe. He might have even been like. Almost 50, and he was like half bald. He almost looked like Peter Weller with like crazy hair, and he was always shirtless, and he had like he had really distinct abs, but he also had like kind of a beer gut. It was weird. It's like a weird dude, and he would like try to come into pickup games with people, and like we played with him once, and he was just like a crazy fuck. It turns out he's like some weird homeless dude that used to like come into my sister's job at Starbucks. And I think his name was like Brian something. Do you ever have anything like that happen? Some like weird guy try to get into your game in Bronxville?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I don't know if I played there enough, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I ran into him at some point. I don't particularly remember, but I wouldn't be surprised if I did at some point.
No, I didn't. He was a dude. The next couple of times I saw him, we were just like, nah, bro, you ain't playing with us. You're fucking weird. he was like trying to get us to like bet on the game, and like you got to understand, like me and Scott, like I was not the tallest kid. I mean, I'm not the tallest guy now, but I'm a decent height. Like I look like a guy. You know, not
right.
Like your fucking midget ass, but I look like a man, you know.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But, like, I was, when I was younger, I was short and I was skinny, and Scott Rodriguez is a really short kid, and whatever ever kid we were playing with was a short kid. So this dude's like, he was a tall guy. So he's, like, way taller than us and obviously older and probably knows a lot more shit. Because we were not good, Mick. I don't know if you remember playing basketball with me, but I was not good.
I mean, you weren't terrible.
Yeah, I was pretty terrible. I was pretty bad. I wasn't like, no, I was bad. Yeah, you know what, dude? No, I was bad. I was really bad. I was so bad. I hated running across the court. I was so bad at baskets. I was the worst at the baskets. The worst.
That's funny.
But yeah, no. We were not good. So this dude was like, we played with him a little bit. I said, well, we're not putting any money on this shit. He started getting like aggressive. He's like, I beat you. We're like, yeah, we know, like, that's what you were always going to do. That's what, like, we knew that from the jump. This is why we're not putting any money on it. Fuck out of here.
Well, that's what's fun. Like, I could listen, as much of a derelict as I am, as I sit here and was betting on Australian basketball.
Right.
I couldn't imagine ever, like, betting on a fucking pickup game in a playground. And obviously it happens. Like, you know, we've all seen White Men Can't Jump and shit like that. But, like, I just couldn't imagine, like, just playing with a bunch of, like, you know, 16-year-olds or whatever we were at the time and being like, yo, man, I'll give you $10 if you make that shot. Or, you know, I don't know. It seems a little silly.
It is. It's very silly. It's very silly. But, you know, I mean, that people resort to really fucked up ways to make money, and that's all part of why capitalism sucks. But I got one more thing. Well, I actually have two more things, but this, I want to talk about the, do you know anything about the Harry Potter Game of the Trans debate?
I do not. So you might have to remind me
we'll
on that.
That's going to be a huge discussion, because I don't even know how much you are up on, like, trans rights and what's going on with any of that. We haven't really talked about the trans folks at all. Oops. So we probably could at some point. But
right.
You still follow the WWE? Do you still pay attention to it?
I do indeed.
Yes. Okay. So you are aware of Logan Paul?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware of him as a wrestler, or are you aware of him as the, like, raging scam artist?
So, I'm gonna say two things. One, I'm more aware of him as a wrestler.
Right.
It's funny to me, like, there's so many places where I feel like I went wrong in life, but, like.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when he first started coming up on, like, YouTube and stuff, and I'm not, like, a huge YouTube person, but, like, I was aware
right.
of who he was. So
right.
so when he came into WWE, like, I knew who he was and stuff like that. I would not say I, like, really listened to him or followed him. But it's one of those things where, you know, we always say that, like, you know, the Kardashians were, like, the precursor to the downfall of society, and I think we're seeing that. Manifest itself, because this dude is, like, insanely famous, and I couldn't tell you what he does. Like, I don't know what his, I don't want to say qualifications, because I don't think he has any qualifications, but, like, he basically, to me, just seems famous for being on YouTube, and like you said, like, if he's just a giant scam artist, like, that's certainly possible. Possible.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
But,
he probably wouldn't call himself at this point an influencer. But essentially, he was a YouTube personality. He made content. He was a content creator, and he did a lot of things that were very sexist. He said a lot of dumb shit. He was a huge bully. He would fake things. Like, one of his more famous videos was, first off, his brother Jake, his younger brother, was a Nickelodeon star. And that's how that name got out there. And then Jake was doing the social media thing after he stopped being a Disney or Nickelodeon person. And then his brother, like, hopped on and became, like, the same thing. So he would – one of the things he did that really pissed people off was that he went to a suicide forest in Japan. I don't know if you – have you ever heard of that forest in Japan where, like, people just go there to hang themselves, like, always?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
It's a place to
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yep.
So he goes to this place knowing what it is, and they find an actual dead body. And –
he's like giggling and laughing, like, "Oh my God, is that dead body?"
Oh, I do remember that now that you mention it. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, he got a lot of shit for that one, to the point where it actually affected his bottom dollar, and people stopped paying attention to him.
I do recall that.
He had to make a big apology video, but that was like par for the course with this guy, because he was the kind of person, he was the leader of the douche brigade, because what he would do is he'd go to countries dressed like a fucking complete asshole, just disrespect the shit out of their culture, just run around in public and scream at, like, the guy was just like classless douchebag. Somebody who had money that didn't really deserve it. And that's what his content was, just basically him pranking people or being a douchebag. And that's what he did. And then he started promoting, you know, all of these guys, they have merchandise. That's how people start making a lot of money off of YouTube. Not necessarily from the algorithm and the ad space. That does give them money. But they also make, that's, so many people push merch because merch is where the fucking dollar is. That's how you get your money from YouTube. So he would push merch, so he was doing some business, and then he started doing shit where he decided to create a crypto coin. Now, I don't know how much you know about crypto. I know enough to know that it is way more volatile than something I would ever, ever, ever want to touch. It may be nice to have some Bitcoin just to hold on to. Like, I wouldn't have like a fuck ton of it, but like something that you could say is just like something for shits and giggles, just to see what happens to it in 20 years. You know what I mean? Right. That's what I would do with it. But honestly, not something I myself.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I wouldn't touch crypto with a 10-foot pole, especially not a coin. The only thing I don't understand about crypto is the blockchain shit. That's above my pay grade. How it attaches to the blockchain. It's like the NFT thing too. What the blockchain even is. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know how that aspect of it works. But I've seen the way the price just goes all over the place. And I've also seen that there's people that try to create these things and tank all the time. There's only like one really reliable crypto, and it's not even reliable. It's reliable for crypto.
Right.
That's the part I don't
understand, is how I think I can understand the concept of crypto, but then it's like, I remember, like, between the NFT thing, and then it's like, you should invest in Dogecoin. No, you shouldn't invest in Dogecoin. You should invest in Bitcoin. And I'm like, how are all these different crypto things popping up? Like, if there was one, like, I think I could kind of get behind it, but I'm like, who's creating, like, six different cryptocurrencies, and how do you know which one is supposed to be more legitimate than the other? I don't know.
There's been a lot of them, and a lot of them have failed. There's so many that I could tell you, like, off the top of my head that have failed. The top of which was, and some of the worst ones was it was this thing called BitConnect, which was just fucking dog shit. But there's lots of cryptos out there. None of them are anywhere near reliable in any way, shape, or form. Bitcoin would be the only thing I would invest in. I think Dogecoin is still just a joke, which it was created as. So that's not something I would ever honestly invest in.
Right.
But this guy Logan Paul.
Well, I know. That's crazy. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So Logan Paul created one himself. As somebody who has half a brain cell, I took one look at that and I was like, fuck off. YouTube influencer?
Right, exactly.
Crypto coin? Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
So he bricked that. So he basically scammed people out of a lot of money with that. Not as much as he did with the next thing he did, which was an NFT-related thing, where it was supposed to be like, it's almost like Pokemon, where you can like find eggs and hatch things, and then those are NFTs, which are connected to the blockchain. So they be, it's almost like they're unique, like they're protected as like a artistic license or whatever. I know a little bit more about how that part works.
Agreed. Yeah. Same here.
But that he basically tanked the fucking there's like a big scandal with that thing because it like the developers that people threw like the people that threw money into it, the investors and stuff like that, like everyone is fucked on that. The product doesn't work. All of the users, like none of the system, the app doesn't work. It doesn't have any options open that work, like none of it. I think they may have tried to fix some recently, but it basically came out that it was a big scam. And he starts talking about how one of his, like one of the guys that all three of the guys that he hired to build it are criminals and stole millions from him. So somehow he got screwed by these three guys, and people were like, why did you hire three criminals? Did you even vet them out?
Right.
Like, that's on you. Like, these guys have records. Like, it's like, did you, like, like, apparently these guys were involved in crypto scams before Logan hired them. So it's on him no matter what.
Yes.
But now here's where you come in. Mm-hmm. How is he as a wrestler?
Honestly, he's really fucking good.
He's good.
He's really fucking good.
He's
like,
good.
If there are 50 wrestlers on the roster, there are probably 5 better athletes. Like, he's really fucking good. Like, it was surprise. Like, the first time I saw him, you know, because they put him in for, like, you know, the big pay-per-views, like he fought somebody at, you know, Summers. Like, I think his first match was like he tag teamed with The Miz to wrestle against the Mysterios at WrestleMania. So it's like, okay, it's gonna be a tag team match. Like, you know, he's gonna have
more than one Mysterio now.
What's that?
There's more than one Mysterio now.
Oh yeah. Ray has a kid who's the wrestler now. So I was like, okay, a tag team match, like he's going to have people to kind of protect him and do most of the work for him. And he actually did pretty well. And I was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I guess because he had made a pretty good showing for himself, he fought Roman Reigns. I think it was a summer
really? Slam. How much bigger than him is Roman Reigns? How much taller than him?
I mean, not like a crazy, I'd say probably 3 or 4 inches. Like, it wasn't like a crazy physical.
So either Roman isn't that tall, or Logan Paul is just actually really tall.
I'd say Logan Paul is probably, without like looking it up, I'd say he's probably 6'1", 6'2", and maybe like 210, 220. Like, he's not small. Like, he's got some size to him. But now that you mentioned this, I feel like I need to show you this clip. So one of the things that went viral, like he fought Roman Reigns, and he actually, I mean, he had a really good match. Like, listen, he's not the greatest on, you know, interviews and stuff like that because, you know, obviously the interviews are scripted and you're supposed to portray certain things. And I don't think his range is very good. But, like, as far as, like, the physicality of it, like, he's actually surprisingly good. And one of the things in the Roman Reigns match – that kind of went viral for like 5 seconds, which is actually a pretty cool spot. So Roman Reigns was laying on a table outside the ring, like the announce table.
Right.
And Logan Paul grabbed his cell phone and like live streamed him jumping off the top rope and hitting Roman Reigns through the table.
Did that look awesome?
It actually did. I got to show you that. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it real quick because I know we're running short of time. On time,
we got at least 25 minutes if we want it.
Let me see if I can.
Here's the thing, and here's the reason I brought him up is.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is another person who I was aware of
before he did what he's doing now with the wrestling. I knew right. what he was. I've known who he is for a few years now. Him and his fucking piece of shit brother.
Yep.
And like these are not great people. You know what I mean? Like I can't take away from him the fact that he is a good athlete. He's always been in really good shape. Apparently he's, you know, he may not be the greatest boxer in the world, but I guess he's, you know, got some actual talent and not just a fucking, just a showpiece who buys his wins like his little fucking brother. But he's just such an awful person that I don't think I can celebrate this particular thing that he's doing. It feels
right.
Like I look at it and I'm like, well, the biggest clip that I've seen floating around now is him and some other wrestler like jumping at each other and basically like dick.
Yeah, that was
the
other day at the Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, I've seen that before. Like, that's not the first time I've seen wrestlers do that. So I don't know why everybody.
Funny. Yeah, they're making it. Yeah, I'm with you. They're making it seem like that was like the craziest thing that's ever happened. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen
it.
I've seen people do that before.
The first time I saw it, to be honest.
It's really not. Right.
No.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
I've accidentally done that to people. Like, it's not pleasant. I don't, you know, like, what the. We ran into each other. Chest
we
first.
Jumped and bump chest together, yeah.
Did your tip touch? I think it did.
Oh, man.
The fuck, man. Just fuck, dude. I swear to God, I would actually love it if two guys in the ring just, like, stopped and just, like, had, like, really, like, crazy, passionate, meth-fueled butt sex right in the middle of the ring.
Started kissing. Started making
out. I mean, no, I'm talking about, like, violent, like, raping of each other. Meth. We're talking meth. And maybe bathrooms.
Oh, man.
It's like, you're like, one guy gets raped, and then everybody's like, oh, my God. And then the other guy, like, is like, fuck you, I'm going to rape you now, and then does. That'd be so great, though. I'm not sure that was entirely rape. So now I'm going to do it to you.
Listen, if it didn't happen with Vince in charge, it probably never will. Because I'm pretty sure Vince would have been in favor of that.
Just pitch it down in the middle of the ring. Yank off your drawers.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pull those bad boys all the way down to your knees.
Oh, my God.
Yo, you know what I heard the other day that really freaked me out? Somebody did like a deep fake audio of Macho Man talking about something like current events that happened after he died.
Oh, really?
And it sounded like it had his cadence down, man. Like it was.
Oh my God!
It was
funny.
Fucking crazy.
His brother just died this week. Who was also?
Oh, and who was this? Was that Pop? Was that Lenny Poffo?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Lenny Poffo is his brother. Leaping Lenny Poffo. I remember that guy.
Yep. Yeah, he died the other day.
Oh, fuck. That's
which is funny.
Here's
one of these things. So this is what's bad about, like, knowing things about people. Because remember, like, back in the day, like, we didn't know shit about celebrities because there was no, like, internet and social media and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yep.
So, like, you really didn't know anything. So it's funny. So, like, Lenny Poffo dies the other day. And my first thought was like, oh, man, that sucks. That's really sad. And then, like, I go online and I see him, like, doing these, like, hardcore, like, Trump videos. And I'm And I'm like, oh, well, I'm less sad now.
Dude, you're so right. Like, you can't – they say don't ever meet your heroes, right? And that's exactly
right.
what they're getting at when they say that. And it's because,
yeah.
like, for example, when I was a kid, I fucking loved the Ultimate Warrior, dude. Loved that dude. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He was so awesome. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a
yep.
kid. And he disappeared, like, kind of quickly, if you want to look at the entire history of wrestling. Like, he was not
right.
He was not a long-termer, that guy. I know he came back at
no.
one point, right? But
yeah, but
he was
a fleeting, yeah.
Yeah, but he was
he
also
have
like
a ton
a
of longevity.
Asshole. He was a huge
Oh, I know.
Asshole.
He was like a homophobe. Yeah.
Not besides that, like, yes, those are points that I was going to get to, absolutely. He was definitely a huge homophobe and stuff. But, like, beyond that, he was really just, like, an arrogant piece of shit until the end, too. Like, until
right.
the end. Like, the guy was just, like I've heard one of my favorite things about wrestling now is the openness that these guys have, especially retired guys like Steve Austin and stuff, the guys who talk about it, who have, like, real shoots, if you want to use the industry term.
You there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you know
okay.
what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't. You said industry term, and then I lost you.
Oh, the industry term is like a shoot, right? Like when somebody shoots
oh, yeah,
in
yeah,
wrestling,
yeah.
like they go off script.
Yeah.
So they have like
yep.
shoot interviews. Like they have guys, and it's
right.
like now they've kind of, you know, Vince finally pulled his head out of his ass and realized it's okay if we let them backstage. Like
right.
you know, it for years he protected kayfabe. For years.
Oh, I know. It was
years
crazy.
Years and years and years. And it turns out for me at least, knowing what's happening to these guys behind the scenes makes me want to watch it more, to be honest. Like,
it makes
the
it more
stories that they have are so fucking awesome, dude.
Yep.
So fucking cool. And I don't just mean that the things they did were cool. It's just that, like, seeing what it was like on the reverse side would be beyond the kayfabe. That's always,
right.
always been awesome.
Yep.
So, like, I love hearing stuff like that. I love that shit. And I don't know. This, like I said, I look at Logan Paul, and I'm like, maybe this is what he should have tried to start with. But if he's this good of an athlete, like, he probably would have gone through the school. You know what I mean? But I don't even
yeah,
know
but that's
if he,
the thing is if he went through the school, like, listen, I think physically he's good enough. But
yeah.
I'm sure that when you go to the school, I'm sure there's 50 other guys that can also do the moves.
Yeah.
So I think from that standpoint, he probably went about his fame the right way because I don't think WWE
yeah.
would have been that interested in
well,
him.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Like, I wasn't sure if he still
yeah.
would have gotten there if he didn't have like,
I don't
the
think,
social
I don't,
media.
Because I don't think
background.
Even now, I don't think he has the personality for it. Like I said, I watch him do interviews, and I'm like, I don't think he knows his cues, like as far as like cameras and when to talk and stuff like that. Like, I don't think he's that very good at that
yeah,
part.
Yeah, but that's that kind of shit. Take a look at Roman Reigns. I mean, I'm not saying he's the greatest mic person in the world, but he's definitely jumped a bit since his first fucking days. I mean,
oh,
he was
yeah,
so bad that
fucking
Cena called him out on it, and like
yeah.
Cena went out, Cena shot the fucking that bit. That was
yeah,
hilarious.
Definitely.
I still think
better.
Cena was kind of a dick for doing that, but he did need to get better.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Which I,
really
I think
did.
He has.
Yeah, he has. He's good. But again, like this is acting. You find these guys
right.
for their physicality, and then get them out there and say, okay, like probably about 50% of your job is talking. Like, so you got to
yeah.
understand that you got to like you cut promos. Like that's
yeah.
a large part of your fucking job.
Yeah, you're basically a
Which
salesman
Logan,
trying to get people
Logan
to watch the show.
I don't think Logan can't adapt to. Right. I don't think Logan can adapt to that. I think he can.
I think he can get to that point eventually. But it also reminds me of why, like, the whole don't meet your hero shit with Ultimate Warrior is that according to all of the report, most of the reports that I've heard from these guys doing the interviews are that he was just, like, so arrogant that he didn't listen to the thing with, like, the cues and stuff like that that you're talking about, the subtleties of cutting promos and shit like that. He didn't give a fuck about any of that shit, and he thought he knew better.
Right, yeah, he definitely thought he was smarter in the room, and he wasn't.
Oh, yes. Yeah, always. Like, nobody, I haven't heard anybody say that working with him overall was, like, a good thing. Even Hogan, who,
right,
you know, who put him over in the beginning, like, you know, he definitely
yep.
helped sell that guy. Even
yep.
he was like, you know, you just couldn't get through to this dude. He had problems
yeah.
with everybody.
I know.
We could probably end the show here, but I could definitely talk about. Do you like talking about wrestling and behind the scenes shit?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Ooh, we can talk more about
totally
that,
down that. Okay. I'm down.
All right, my man. Good show. Let's wrap it up here. And
right,
have
man.
A good night. Next week.
You too, man.
Later.
Yes,
tell your
sir.
Wife I hope
right,
she knows, man.
I will.